Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what is your subject this week then?
Well, something to cheer us all up. I'm talking about body snatching at Little Lees in the 19th century.
Good heavens, I didn't realise it went on in those days.
Oh, indeed it did. Yes, and it didn't only happen in the big towns.
Mm-hmm.
It was certainly happening in Essex in 1824 when Samuel Clarke was doing the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened was Samuel Clarke was seen driving a horse and cart in the vicinity of Little Lees.
Mm-hmm.
He was a stranger in the area, so he obviously stuck out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked what he was doing, he was evasive,
mm-hmm.
we're told. The next thing the local farmer saw was the unattended horse and cart, no sign of Samuel Clarke.
Mm-hmm.
But when he eventually turned up, he claimed that he'd got drunk in one of the local pubs and had left the horse and cart, gone into a field and slept off the alcohol. Now, that was a sort of half plausible excuse. But mm-hmm. when the horse and cart unattended started being seen regularly parked near the vicinity of the churchyard, the local farmers began to wonder, and it was only a matter of time before somebody searched the cart.
Mm-hmm.
What did they find? They found a shovel, a brace of pistols, and a woman's body.
Charming.
Now, Clarke was eventually tracked down at a pub in Broomfield, the worse for alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and he really had no defence to what he'd done, because apparently in the cart were also clothes that he'd stolen from other bodies. Now, a search by the local farmers and the local magistrates quickly found that in the local churchyard, not one, but several graves had been disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even a body that had been taken out of the grave and just abandoned in the churchyard. So Clarke was accused of the crime. He was put on trial. And I think he was rather lucky, because when he came up before Essex Assizes, he was given 7 years transportation in the colonies when he could quite easily have been hung.
So that was the end of him.
And that was the end of Mr. Clarke, because when you went to the colonies, you didn't come back.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for that. So you're going to be sticking with crime next week?
I am going to be sticking with crime, and I'm going to be talking about the life and times of an Essex burglar.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.